Thank you for that kind introduction, Caroline. So we studied an association between hormonal contraceptive use and markers of iron status. This is a continuation of a study that was published just in November, looking at association between oral contraceptive use and markers of iron deficiency. So in this study, we tried to broaden contraceptive types into all hormonal contraceptives, and I have nothing to disclose. And this is the agenda. I will have the background, method, result, discussion, conclusion, and we'll have questions. So iron deficiency in general occurs when there is an imbalance between the body's requirement and you know the iron that you absorb from your diet. And it is one of the leading nutritional deficiencies in developing and even in the developed world. And it's a major cause for anemia. It affects mainly children, adolescent girls, and premenopausal women. And approximately one-fifth of the global maternal mortality has been attributed to iron deficiency. And as you can see in the statistics below, Africa and Asia are disproportionately affected by iron deficiency. In Tanzania, it's a major health burden. There is a lot of national, international efforts to, you know, expand micronutrients, but it's still a big problem. There's 30% of the most recent Tanzania Demographic and Health Survey showed that 30% of women between age 15 and 49 are iron deficient. In terms of contraception, I don't want to get into details of what contraceptives are useful for because all of my colleagues here have talked about it. But there are several studies that have shown the protective effects of oral contraceptives in preventing excessive menstrual flow and reducing inflammatory disease, decreasing menstrual cramps, preventing different types of cancer. There are also several other studies that have shown, you know, negative outcomes associated with contraceptive use. One of the most recent systematic reviews examining contraceptive use have identified that there is an increase in the risk of venous thrombolism, but there is a decreased association with cardiovascular events. Previous studies in terms of iron deficiency, they found a sort of controversial findings or some inconsistencies. Some studies have found that there is, you know, an association or beneficial effect of oral contraceptives in preventing iron deficiency, but others were unable to detect any significant association. But these studies were very small scale, you know, community based or hospital based, very old studies, and the studies focused in European communities, mostly among Danish women. The association in a large population-based studies are unknown, and particularly in Africa, this association, this kind of studies are limited. There are no studies. So this is the first study examining actual biomarkers of iron deficiency and their relationship with contraceptive use. So our objective was to examine the association between hormonal contraceptive use, and we define hormonal contraceptive use of, you know, contraceptive pills, implants, and injectables. And then we also looked at the type and duration for how long a woman need to be on this contraception, you know, either to be protected or get some benefit from the use of hormonal contraception. The data we used in the 2010 Tanzania Demographic and Health Survey. They had 10,552 women who were selected for individual interviews, and it was very interesting to note that many of these women were able to provide blood samples for testing, and they used battery-operated home cure methodology using finger or heel prick, and for iron deficiency, soluble transferrin receptors were used as a markers of iron deficiency using dried blood samples, which was taken, you know, from the interviewees to a national laboratory and were then attached to their individual interviews regarding different socio-demographic questions and also histories of contraceptive use. We excluded, because you know this association could be confounded by a number of factors, we excluded women who were pregnant, who were breastfeeding at the time of the study, women who haven't been menstruating within 6 weeks before the survey. We've excluded women who reported using contraceptive other than hormonal contraceptive. Even the barrier method, we've excluded all those women. And luckily, you know, we had data on CRP, which is a marker of inflammation. So on 1/3 of a sample, this was tested. And anyone who had CRP level of greater than 3 milligram per liter was excluded. And then we had a final sample of 4,186 women for our study. Our outcomes of interest were 3, iron deficiency anemia and iron deficiency anemia. And we've used the cutoff using the guideline of the manufacturers of the kit. I don't know if you guys know the iron deficiency. There is a lot of debate about as to how we should measure iron deficiency, but STFR, soluble transferrin receptors, is you know sort of a standard for measuring iron deficiency in developing countries. And anemia, we used you know hemoglobin levels less than 12 gram per deciliter, and this cutoff was set by WHO, and this is adjusted for smoking and altitude, as developed by a formula by the CDC. Iron deficiency anemia in this case is defined as the presence of iron deficiency and any anemia. Hormonal contraceptive use, like I said, we was measured by asking all current users of modern contraceptive method to identify the type of contraceptive they currently use. They were asked the date, month, and year of the start of the use. And we have also adjusted for you know many other potential confounders, including age, parity, type of residence, education, wealth index, body mass index, smoking, food insecurity, consumption of meat, consumption of fish, and access to care. So access, we measured access to care. We didn't have you know a variable that asked, do you have access to care? Instead, we had there was a question. Have you visited healthcare facility in the past 12 months? And we used this as a proxy for access. We used PROC survey frequent, PROC survey logistic procedures in SAS 9.4. And this is, sorry for the busy slide, but this is the characteristics of the study sample. As you can see, they're mostly, they had no children. Most of the participants had no children. Most of them are primary level education. Most of them report, or half of them reported that they are rich in terms of household wealth index. And you know, there about 21% of them were either obese or overweight. And cigarette smoking was you know 0.4%. And hormonal contraception use was about 90%. The prevalence of our outcomes, iron deficiency anemia is about 15%, anemia about 40%, and iron deficiency anemia was about 29%. And in terms of hormonal contraceptive use, there are about close to 80% were non-users. About 7.7% were users of the pill, about 8% were users of injectable, and about 2% used the Norplant. In our analysis, we found that, so we did both unadjusted and adjusted analysis. So in the multivariable adjusted analysis, as you can see, so women who use hormonal contraceptive were 27% less likely to have iron deficiency, and there are about 42% less likely to have anemia, and about 47% less likely to have iron deficiency anemia. So we identified a protective effect of you know, hormonal contraceptive use on the 3 outcomes. And then we further analyzed duration, And we ask, so how long have a woman need to be on this contraception to benefit from it? And we found that the longer women are on contraception, and longer mean greater than 12 months, they are more likely to be protected. And as you can see, the trend for the p-value for the trend was statistically significant. We also looked at, you know, if different types of hormonal contraceptives are associated with these outcomes, and we stratified our analysis by the type of HCUs. So as you can see, literally all of them, you know, even though some of them have not reached what we call conventional levels of statistical significance, you can see that all of them are showing a protective effect. So the negative, we found negative association between hormonal contraceptive use and markers of iron deficiency after adjusting for, you know, possible confounders. A woman who reported having used contraceptive for less than 13 months showed no protective effect. These findings are consistent among the study in Danish women that found that oral contraceptive had a protective effect on iron stores. There are other studies that found no association. There was a recent study in Italy that found no association. But, you know, we suspect that this difference could be due to differences in the study population, could be difference in the variables adjusted, or even a difference due to the criteria that they used in detecting iron deficiency. So then what's the possible mechanism for this? A possible mechanism is a reduction in menstrual bleeding associated with the use of hormonal contraceptive use. Some studies have shown that women of reproductive age can lose on average 20 to 35 milliliters of blood per month, and as high as 80 milliliters. And this is equivalent to about a loss of 11 milligrams of iron per month. So if you have, you know, a group of women who are already at risk because they don't have, they have problems with food insecurity, as you can see here in the data at the bottom, 24% in this population indicated that they have issues with food, 49% had limited or no consumption of meat, and they are losing blood in the during their menstrual cycle, then this becomes an issue. So extended cycle of hormonal contraceptive in women can reduce both menstrual frequency and volume of blood loss per cycle. The strength of our study, iron status was evaluated using an objective measure. You used STFR and HB. You know, STFR is good because you can actually identify iron deficiency that's not due to you know, some sort of infection like malaria or any other infection. And then we have a very large sample, and our sample is nationally representative. The weakness, we had some variables that were not captured in DHS, which could have confounded this relation, and one of it is physical activity. You know, we didn't measure the volume of blood loss, you know, and we didn't adjust for dietary and multivitamin supplements, although these are not really common in developing countries. Again, contraception use was based on self-report, so you know there is a possibility for some sort of bias. And the cross-sectional design, right? We cannot make any sort of, you know, cause-effect association. In conclusion, we can say that in light of the existing evidence on the association between hormonal contraception and menstrual blood loss, the evidence we observed in our study may be of public health interest, and it could have important implication in educating providers and women about additional nutritional benefits of the use of hormonal contraception. Thank you very much.